We're back on the record. Before us, we have Alaska Community Mental Health Services Association. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon. I'm the president of the Alaska Community Mental Health Services Association. We pronounce that AXMA for those of you that are familiar with Eastern European dialects. It's commonly referred to as the Mental Health Directors Association. The purpose of my visit before your committee is to provide you with a general overview of this organization, information regarding our statewide membership, 2001 legislative priorities, and particular areas of concern where we see possible improvement in the delivery of services. AXMA is comprised of the community mental health centers in the state of Alaska, which provide an array of services to children, adults, and senior citizens. Enclosed for your review is a complete listing of those agencies which the association represents. You will notice that we cover the entire state with members in urban, suburban, and remote locations. The CMHCs are for the most part nonprofit corporations. AXMA members provide efficient, cost-effective mental health services to beneficiaries designated by the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority. Due to the quality of services provided, many consumers choose to utilize mental health services provided by the AXMA members, dispelling the myth that only the poor and indigent seek treatment at a community mental health center. This year, our 2001 legislative priorities include, number one, educating the necessary state legislators about the organization, about our uncompromised quality of care and value-added components to the overall mental health delivery system, to discuss financial viability issues regarding the mental health delivery system, monitor the departmental budget, advocate for maintenance funding, and monitor the DFYS divisional budget and track supplemental funding requests. Key issues that we've worked on in collaboration with stakeholders is to, number one, support an increase in base grant funding for rural mental health providers, and number two, monitor Alaskan youth in out-of-state placement for treatment services and track funding issues related to the expansion of in-state capacity and infrastructure to meet the cost-effective service demands of this population. I want to let you know that the community mental health centers, as well as being providers, are nonprofit corporations. With the knowledge and demonstrated results of positive audits in the quality of care standards, AXMA members have turned their attention towards business operations. In today's business environment, with increased operating costs, particularly in health insurance premiums, to remain the foundation of Alaska's mental health delivery system, we must ensure the financial viability of our business entities. To this extent, AXMA members are focusing on internal operations and our interface with various divisions within the Department of Health and Social Services. We have established work groups within the department to resolve pending claims issues, facilitated technical assistance support to providers on claims submission and reimbursement issues, and will work earnestly with DMHDD to ensure AXMA providers meet the reporting requirements established by the department. Several AXMA member firms have moved forward to develop comprehensive corporate compliance plans for their respective businesses. AXMA has taken under consideration planning a two-day financial management workshop for nonprofit corporations in Alaska. To general financial management, the workshop will focus on issues relevant to the unique challenges to the Alaska service delivery system. We're currently seeking co-sponsorship for such an event. Key issues that concern us and that we'd like to bring to your attention: AXMA continues to be concerned with the number of children and youth in out-of-state placement for residential treatment. The cost of such care is a financial burden to the state. The cost to families in terms of family unification and preservation is far greater. Furthermore, the planning process to develop infrastructure and capacity within the state excludes the delivery system that can alleviate this problem. The treatment planning process for youth in state custody is often cumbersome and fragmented. coordination of care between key stakeholders is inefficient and offsets unnecessary costs to system participants. The tacit approval of out-of-state residential placement of Alaskan children and youth inadvertently condones a policy of institutionalization versus community care. This is a questionable standard when compared to the successful community-based efforts to deinstitutionalize API, provide community support programs to the chronically mentally ill adult, and provide a comprehensive continuum of care and community-based services to developmentally disabled persons. ACSCMA furthermore favors immediate, long-term planning of an integrated management information system to manage data within juvenile justice, family services, the Division of Medical Assistance, Alcohol and Drug Abuse, and DMHDD. Failure to move forward on this critical issue will impact Alaska's ability to attract federal grant funding that requires advanced integrated data management. There does not appear to be a consistent vision or operational plan to manage comprehensive data, methodology, and treatment outcomes within the department. I would like to call your attention to four or five innovative programs around the state and just take another 2-3 minutes, if I may. The Central Peninsula Counseling Services in Kenai has a partnership with the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District and operates a school-based mental health program in approximately 15 schools. Approximately 200 to 250 kids are being served in this school, in the school-based program, and it's a collaboration between the school system and this comprehensive provider. We're helping kids succeed at school in the Kenai area. LifeQuest in Wasilla has just developed over the past year a very innovative juvenile assessment center that operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and is designed as a place where an adolescent who may have been picked up by the police, may have had problems at home, or maybe in the process of running away, can receive a comprehensive assessment and referral to the most appropriate service provider available in the community. Since its inception in October 2000, the Juvenile Assessment Center has provided services to 280 youth. It is funded by federal dollars through a Safe Schools Initiative grant. Juneau Youth Services, right here in Juneau, has collaborated with several Juneau agencies to staff a children's advocacy center in Juneau. The focus of the center is to interview victims of sexual abuse in a neutral, non-threatening setting and to reduce the trauma to children. The Child Advocacy Center is set up to video the victims in a user-friendly setting. Juneau Youth Services is also working collaboratively with the Juvenile Justice Department to set up a juvenile assessment center to screen North Southeast Alaskan youth. In Ketchikan, hopefully within the next 60 days, we're going to be bringing up a pilot child telepsychiatry project that will link Metlakatla, Ketchikan, and Juneau together using high bandwidth, high quality video conferencing equipment, which will make child psychiatry one of the most difficult subspecialties available to more children in South Southeast Alaska. That concludes my report. Most of all, the providers of the Alaska Community Mental Health Services Association would like to thank you for your continued support. May I take any questions, please?
Yeah, thank you. Ron, I think DOE has now changed their name to DEED. Most of us don't speak an acronym very well, so.
Okay.
There's a huge delta in the cost between out-of-state and in-state placement. It's an order of 5 or 8 to 1, as I remember, something like that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's usually, I understand that some rather substantive figures are, in terms of quantity of kids out of state, is going to surface at the Alaska Mental Health Board meeting, which starts on Thursday, and some of the data will be made public on Saturday during the children's work group.
And when I, Dyson, whenever I have discussed this with the department, they always say the services aren't available here. Is that true? And if it is, what do we got to do to grow the services in state?
We're asking the same questions. If we currently can't be of use with the high level services that we do have, we'd like to know how we can get at the table so that we can develop those services to keep children in state. We continually ask that question. Right. If you could provide some insight to us, that would be very helpful.
No, you got it wrong. You provide the insight. Tell us what to do. And we'll try to get after it.
We need help getting to the table to plan capacity and infrastructure within the state for child and youth services, sir.
All right. So how can we be helpful?
I think some data will be released on Saturday. We would like to work at a long-range plan in developing these services within the state of Alaska. We don't believe these services are being developed within DMHDD. We believe that there might be some discussions of planning increased capacity within DFYS, and those discussions have not been open to us as providers.
Is your organization kind of a trade advocacy group for the?
We're business oriented nonprofit corporations.
Is that an oxymoron?
For years, the mental health providers have really concentrated on quality of care issues.
Now you want to get paid for it.
That's right. That's okay. Right.
All right, we'll get that
That's
straight.
Right. I think we're on common ground here, Mr. Chairman.
We're on a roll here today. We're just about to empower a whole bunch more people to send you clients, get them promptly paid, and make you some money. This is wonderful. Any questions in the committee? Representative Cosman.
Just you're talking about the integrated management information system. Certainly, you make the recommendation, but how is it that on the working level, how do you see making that happen?
With all due respect, I think this is a departmental issue, and this is part of long-range vision planning that has to happen. The federal government is now directing federal grants that want integrated data back to measure outcomes. The systems that we have in place in Alaska are outdated and anachronistic. A very good example of that is the work that Diane Worley is doing within the Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse with FAS money, the federal money that's coming in. Those outcomes and result measurable outcomes that the federal government is seeking out of that funding stream is far different than the kind of outcomes we're tracking now, both at the provider level and at the division level. And I think we're going to need a major restructuring of the management information system within the Department of Health to really give us the kind of integrated data we want.
Representative Coghill to continue.
And I really appreciate that, but there's two ways to do it, from the user up saying, this is what it should be, and then from the legislative maybe saying, you've got to do it, and then the administration, so you've got quite a dynamic there. It seems to me in many of the discussions that I've heard in other committees, they are working as hard as they can to unify many of the systems so that they can communicate to each other, and there's probably a time of frustration, but do you see that move as going in the right direction, or obviously, the juvenile justice, together with the justice system, has tremendous communication problems.
The systems don't talk to one another. They can't talk to one another based on the consultants that I've talked with. And it should be trashed, and we need to build something that will.
And we've heard that discussion here. Have you come to the departments then and said, these are the things that should be lined out.
We're formulating a position paper on that and plan to serve, to surface it fairly soon.
I for one would be interested, and I'm sure our committee would be.
Yeah.
Right, so.
I see a fiscal note coming, too.
Ron, who are the mental health providers in the state that are not a part of your association?
Right now, we're inclusive of everyone. That includes both the urban, if there is such a term, and the rural mental health providers.
Did you just say that?
All the state mental health grantees are part of our association at this point.
Who are the mental health providers in the state that aren't a part of your association?
I don't believe there is a mental health provider that is not part, that we're not representing at this time.
So all the private counselors out there?
No, this is just state-funded mental health grantees, not the private.
So the answer to my question, only the people that are, got a reserved place at the public trough are a part of this organization?
Yes.
Okay, all right, just so we're clear.
Okay.
And so you guys that are getting public money are the ones that want more business and make more money?
That's one way of looking at it.
Okay, all right, all right. Anything else?
In truth, that business comes to a comprehensive community mental health center anyway, because we have the resources to offer a comprehensive continuum of care.
Representative Wilson.
So basically, in a nutshell, what you're saying is that you want state agencies to communicate with each other for the benefit of the children out there.
Yes.
Is that what I'm hearing you
yes.
say?
Yes.
Novel concept.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we have a big elephant out there, okay? And when we're touching the trunk and when we're touching the left foot, somewhere in the middle in the Department of Health and Social Services, we need to know how much the cost is of touching the big elephant in different places. Because without decent cost accounting and knowing what a unit of service is, we can't arrive at cost-effective, efficient funding mechanisms. And I think that's what we all want.
Maybe in the process of all this, you'll find that there's several people trying to do the same thing, and if you can get together, maybe you can do it more efficiently together.
Absolutely.
Thank you,
Thank
sir.
You very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
We'll now take up a presentation from an organization called Full Employment.